Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to Sunday School this morning. If you'll stand with me, we'll read a verse of Scripture in your hearing. As you can see, there's a setup up here, and we'll have some folks with us after. The Chandlers will be with us for morning worship and be singing and ministering to us. I'm excited about that. Amen. But I want to turn your attention to something I want to teach this morning for a little while, Ephesians 6 and 12, a scripture we've read and heard many, many, many times, but I'd like to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Amen. And I tell you, the best message you'll ever hear is when you remember something. When you say, yeah, I remember that. That means it stuck with you. Ephesians 6 and 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We're not against flesh and blood. We're against principalities, powers, rulers, and spiritual wickedness. I want to teach this morning what you think you're fighting. That's not it. What you think you're fighting, that person, that thing, that boss, whatever it is, that's not it. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let's pray. God, I come before you this morning. I'm thankful for the truth, for we know the truth, and it makes us free. Amen, and free indeed. I'm thankful, Lord, that we are serving the perfect law of liberty, where we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Glory to God. Be with us this morning as we study your word. Let us take it to heart and apply it to our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. What you think you're fighting this morning, I want to redirect your efforts. I want to redirect you to understand what you're fighting is not flesh and it is not blood. Amen. It's good to see my friend right there, Brother Doug Carter. Amen. Good to see him. Amen. Thank the Lord. Been a long, long time since I've seen Brother Doug. We go way, way, way back in deer hunting days and all that. Good to see him this morning. What you think you're fighting, that's not it. How many of you want to fight and lose? I'm going to tell you, you fight flesh and blood, you lose every time. Every time you will lose fighting flesh and blood. So I want to redirect your attention to what you need to fight. Because what you're fighting is the wrong thing, somebody. Delilah fought Samson, the judge of Israel, not with flesh and blood, not with his strength as a carnal man, but she fought his spirit. And when he finally said, she has told me all of his heart, the battle was won. The battle was won. Just that easy. She got to his spirit. He said, I've taken a vow before the Lord. You see, once you get to this, the problem is the spirit. It's not the flesh and the blood. The first war that ever took place, where did it take place? I ask you. In heaven. The first war broke out in heaven, and it was Michael and his angels, and the Lord was against Satan, and it was a principality and a power and a ruler and spiritual wickedness in high places. That's where the war first broke out, and the war was cast down to earth. And then he began to bring men into his rebellion. Let's look at Revelations 12 and 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Amen. And the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Amen. And you included. He has deceived you as well. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come the salvation and the strength of the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Don't you know every time you mess up, Lord, did you see that? He was quick to point out Job's problems. And they overcome him. See, I like that. They overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, a spiritual thing. And the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. The people that you fight today are not the problem. Amen. The people that you fight in, they're not the ones to be blamed. Amen. The ones that lied on you, don't fight them. The ones that cheated on you, don't fight them. What you have to fight is the spirit that supports them. Amen. The source of the problem is the real problem. Amen. The works of the flesh is really the outgoing of a spiritual thing. The fruit of the Spirit is an outworking of a spiritual thing in Christ. But the same thing is true in the world. The works of the flesh comes from an evil spirit. It's an outgoing. What you see in people is an outgoing of what's inside of them. And if you fight them, you're fighting the wrong thing. You can fight against flesh and blood all your life and never win the war. But we wrestle not against people, flesh and blood, but against these other powers that are in place, principalities and powers. There are two spheres in this world that we deal with. Spheres, like the atmosphere. There's two spheres. There is a heavenly sphere and there's an earthly sphere, right? And the war in heaven got extended to earth, and upon Satan's arrival, this sphere was messed up. Because wherever there is strife, the Bible says there is every evil work. And you're dealing with Satan, you're dealing with strife. And wherever there's strife, there is every evil work. But the parent of all things are spiritual. Do you understand that? The parent of all things is spiritual. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made from things which do appear. It came spiritually. For the invisible things of him from creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power. It is through faith that the carnal mind has access to a heavenly God. Faith is the umbilical cord. Are you with me this morning? Faith is the umbilical cord that connects the spiritual heavenly to the earthly. They conquered cities, not because of swords and spears. They conquered cities because they had faith in God. Through faith, Abraham. Through faith, Noah. Through faith. And they pulled down the spiritual sphere into the earthly sphere, and they won every battle because they fought against the spirit and not the flesh and blood. Oh, my God. It is through faith that we have access to God. Faith is a channel through which we receive instructions from the heavenly headquarters of how to fight this battle. Faith comes by what? And hearing what? The word of God. Amen. Jesus fought all of his battles with the word of God. It is written. It is written. Moses spake of me. Before Abraham was, I am. He fought his battles on earth using spiritual concepts. Hallelujah. Not with a sword. He told Peter, when Peter whipped out that sword, like one guy going to whip them all, he said, put that thing up. Put it up. If you live by the sword, you die by the sword. If you fight flesh and blood, you'll die with flesh and blood. And you'll lose the battle. He told him, my kingdom's not of this world. We need to understand, you and I this morning, if you're ever going to win the battle, you have to understand the fellowship and the relationship that you have with God as Christ had with God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Look at Ephesians 3 and 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by who? By Jesus Christ. That the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church and the manifold wisdom of God. He knows how to beat that enemy. He knows how. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Say eternal purpose. See, when you fight flesh and blood, it has no eternal purpose. It has an earthly purpose. It doesn't have an eternal purpose. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence. There it is, the umbilical cord, by the faith of him. We have to realize this morning that we have an eternal purpose. And when you get caught up fighting your purpose, that's where you lose the battle. You're fighting the wrong battle when you fight your purpose. We quote the scripture, we don't live it. For all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are the called according to my purpose. His purpose. And you'll find yourself losing time and time again by fighting a carnal battle. I don't know about you, but I like to win. I'm pretty competitive. I like to win. Who likes to lose? Nobody. The two most important days of your life, I want you to remember this. Write it down up here on a piece of paper, wherever. Put it in the hard drive of your mind. The day you were born. It's number one. Two most important days, the day you were born, and number two, the day you figured out why you were born. That's the two most important. Once you figured out what your eternal purpose is, it changes everything in your life. You hear me? Everything. And you quit fighting flesh and blood and worldly wars because you say, I don't want the world. I don't want anything to do with the world. I want to be separate because I realize my eternal purpose, what he saved me for. Our war is a spiritual war and a spiritual fear, and we need to quit fighting in the physical sphere. Amen. If we're not careful, sometimes we defeat our own purpose. You ever said that before? Man, I defeated my own purpose. Because you got carried away fighting a battle you shouldn't have been involved in the first place. We pull everything we need from a heavenly sphere and we bring it into the earthly. And the natural sphere is simply an outworking of a spiritual thing. Everything that God has promised in the spirit comes by faith. Everything comes by faith. Faith connects the two together. The just shall what? Walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. And I want to live peaceably, the Bible says, as I can with all men. Is that what it says? Be of a good report among all men. But let me tell you, as long as I'm in this natural body, Paul said, when I would do good, evil is always present. So it's like they said, somebody said, I got two dogs. Which one's going to win the fight? The one you feed the most. I don't want to fight people. I don't want to fight flesh and blood. I don't want to fight anybody but the source of my problem. Many times people say, if I ever see him again. See, you eat up. He's got you already. When somebody can make you mad and still make you mad, they got you. If I ever see him again, let me tell you, I can fight, I can whip you and never see you again. Because I'm going to fight you with things you can't see. It's hard to fight what you can't see. You put somebody in the dark, I can whip them all. Absolutely. As long as I got the light and they don't, I'll whip every blind man there is. That's right. So I want to fight you with things you can't see. But the Bible says that we clearly see them. You're blind to them, but I clearly see them. Moses followed him who was invisible. I know prayer works. I've seen prayer work. Anybody seen prayer work? I know how to fight you. I'll pray about this situation. Hallelujah. Wow, wow. For though we walk in the flesh, Paul said, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Woo, hallelujah. Casting down imaginations. See, this is not flesh and blood. This is mind things. Imaginations, every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. The Bible says that even Christ learned through the suffering. He learned obedience through the suffering he went through. He said, after you suffered a while, then I will settle you. I will establish you, because now I know my eternal purpose. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's an old song we used to sing every once in a while. I just started living. Remember that old song? If I knew it, I'd sing it, but I just started living. I'm going to tell you the day you started living, when you realized your eternal purpose, you started living then. I mean, it didn't matter what people said anymore. It didn't matter what they did anymore. But as long as it's about my purpose, then I was ready to fight you. I was going to combat you. But once you realize that my eternal purpose is not fighting flesh and blood, it is fighting principalities and powers and rulers and spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to talk about fighting the source of the enemy's power. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Daniel whipped Nebuchadnezzar and a whole nation like this. He was fighting principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness. He whipped them by praying three times a day. And when he said you can't pray, he did it anyway, because you can't fight what you can't see. And you know who ended up on their knees? It turned, and Nebuchadnezzar ended up on his knees. And Daniel was exonerated. Oh, Lord. Paul and Silas, one opened that jailhouse door by doing what? Singing praises unto God. You can't stop me from singing praises unto God. I'll fight you with a song. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in. And you just cussing me out, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that he's not going to get to me. You know, that makes people mad when they see they can't get to you. You ever notice that? They just get more into it. This is the day. And I just start directing them, you know. Hallelujah. The war must be won in the heavenlies before it can be won in the earthly. Do you understand that? God fought this war in heaven first, and he cast Satan down to earth. But then Christ, Jesus, God, took on flesh and became Emmanuel, God with us. Are you hearing me? God with us. And he came to fight our battles. Yes, he did. He came to show us we can be an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. He did what no man could ever do. It was God with us. Whew. I'm glad he's with us tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus fought the source of the power. He did not fight the devil. Do you hear me? He let Michael fight the devil. But he fought the source of the power.